has wings, he has hands, he has lungs, he's a sunflower wild man. He has hats to express any vision, not feeling a thing. Cling like a fly on the acorn, sunflower king. Disgust with the voices inside, what a new day will bring. In the heart of the horoscopes, flashing for children, the king flies. He is leaping down off of the ceiling and behind the sink. Climbing the sunflower stalks for an oxygen drink. Back to the curtain call, nobody cares what you think. What makes the hot house enticing?
Strange and frightening old man. He used to live by and within himself at the end of the street next to the woods. He had encouraged all the weeds and plants in his front yard to grow very tall, around and over his bungalow, so that from the street one would hardly notice that it was even there. Children would ride bicycles to his property, and as a test of bravery, one of them would be chosen or would volunteer to run into the yard, extract one of his sunflowers from the garden, and with it run back to the bicycle for escape. And the old man would burst forth from the front door entrance, shirtless, a small dirty white beanie on his head, in swift and terrifying pursuit. And then, one day, some of the children rode out to his house to find that all of the weeds and plants and sunflowers had been uprooted and cleared out, and his house had been completely leveled to the ground, and no one had any explanation as to what had happened to him or where he had gone. It was nearly at the end of that particular summer, and very shortly thereafter, a brand new ranch-style brick home stood in the lot that not so long before had been house and home to the legend of the Sunflower Wild Man of Greenview, Platte. Rumor has it now that some 40 years later, the entire east section of that old neighborhood is to be the site of a new target.